Welcome to the Pulse USA, where we provide insight, knowledge, and education on local businesses across the U.S.
Hi, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Pulse USA podcast. Today we have an exciting new person, Enrico Fiorinelli from 4E Fitness in Morris Plains, New Jersey. Enrico, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Bruce.
Enrico, I noticed that you put in your bio here that you're an exercise physiologist. Can you explain what the difference between an exercise physiologist and a personal trainer is?
I'd love to, Bruce. So personal trainers run a very wide gamut of things. A personal trainer could be anyone that maybe went for a weekend certification all the way to whatever degree of higher qualifications and certifications you can imagine. I'm an exercise physiologist because I actually went to Temple University to study exercise and how the body works and operates both inside and out. I could call myself a certified strength and conditioning specialist. There's just higher levels of certification that people could get. I use the term exercise physiologist because it really focuses on the science-based approach that I take here at 4E Fitness.
Terrific. Okay. So what type of individuals would come to you for your services?
A large part of the people that I see have been struggling to hit their fitness goals for an extended period of time or even worked with other trainers or people in the fitness industry before. These people look for a more comprehensive approach and for everything to be very detail oriented with what they do. With 4E Fitness, it's not just me, I'm the pretty face, but I also work with a medical nutritionist, a chiropractor, and a physical therapist to ensure exactly what we're doing meets specifically what that client needs. I work with individuals as young as 12 to as old as 87 years old to make sure that they're hitting their specific needs, whether they're an athlete or someone that's looking to have better longevity and health.
So you bring these individuals into your establishment. So, you know, a person that comes to you does not have to leave. They see the doctor or the nutritionist right there.
Yes. So when they're working with a chiropractor or a physical therapist, sometimes that does require some offsite treatments. I don't have a decompression machine in here, for instance, and my chiropractor does have his own office, but I do have people that come in here as well. Other times with the medical nutritionist, she'll often communicate similar to the way that we are today via Zoom or do a call with people, or they could go to her office or meet with her here. It's really about everything being very client-centric.
Understood. But what are some of the types of people that come to you? You know, what are the goals that they're looking to establish? Okay.
So they really run the gamut. It's funny enough, I actually just met with someone who is looking to enhance their fighting career, where they're looking to get more better prepared to they're a jiu-jitsu fighter, so to compete on the mats. A lot of individuals I meet are looking to either recover from injuries, rehab. I had the perfect gamut. I went from a client who's looking to recover from multiple types of cancer and get his health back in order, and we're working through all of the different injuries and ailments caused by the several issues that he had with that recovery, right into the 22-year-old competitive fighter. So the back and forth and the swing, that's the advantage of working with an exercise physiologist or taking a very specific and individualized approach, is that could cater everything down to the most elite of athletes or just to working, helping people get through their activities of daily living.
Do you also help people manage their weight loss and work through strategies like that?
Yes. So I actually have what I like to call the 100-pound club. These are the sets of individuals that have helped lose 100 pounds over the course of a year. So far, we have three in that 100-pound club. It's absolutely amazing and transformational when people go through that. 100 just seems like such a nice mark, but I do help people lose 10, 20, or any other weight increment that there is. But when you see someone lose 100 pounds, it's just mind blowing.
I'm gonna bring in another level here with what's going on in the world today. There's an awful lot of stress going around. The workplace is no longer the norm anymore because some people work from home, which is stressful in itself. Some people have hybrid jobs where they work, you know, 2 days a week from home, and the other 3 days they have to go into the office. What programs or what do you have that's available to people with stress?
I'm so glad and so timely that you asked me about that, especially with the fall coming up. We're dealing with a lot of stress going on. That's why we're actually doing a stress relief retreat at the amazing Crystal Springs Resort. I don't know if you've been there, but it is a phenomenal resort where people are going to be able to escape their normal, regular stresses of work, kids, and everything else. And we're going to be able to offer them a situation where we're going to do 4 workshops. They're going to receive an assisted stretch session to help their body loosen up and hit that peak level of relaxation before we're entering into the busy season. We're going to be doing that from September 13th to the 14th, right at Crystal Springs.
And is this co-ed? Can male and female come to this event?
Yes, absolutely. It's definitely going to be very welcoming for every person. I know there's a lot of women's only retreats out there. As you notice, I have a little bit too much facial hair for that, but it's going to be co-ed. A lot of men and women deal with a lot of the same stresses when we look at workplace, kids, trying to keep up with things, and being able to treat stress the same way we treat so many other things, where it's a problem that has very set specific solutions that we could work through, we could troubleshoot. We also need to appreciate and acknowledge that is part of our regular life. And how do we cope with it and handle it?
And this is 2 full days or a day and a half?
The workshops are going to span the 2 full days. However, it's only going to be 1 overnight. We're going to get there on September 13th. The initial session is going to start at noon that day. So people might want to take a half day at work, or they could come in a little bit later. That's okay. And then we're going to do a later session right around dinner time. So you're going to come in, you're going to get your lunch with us as part of the routine. Then you're going to get your dinner with us. And then we're going to meet for breakfast the next day and lunch the next day. But people have full access to the resort for both days.
And you couldn't have picked a nicer venue than Crystal Springs, because that place is absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely. I'm so happy that they're willing to partner with us for this and really kind of get it off the ground.
That's terrific. Why don't you tell everybody how they can get in touch with you to sign up for this wonderful event, because it's coming right down the pike here.
Good. We're going to make sure that we have all of the information to register just via the Eventbrite link that will be down below, as well as you can shoot me an email at efitnesstraining@gmail.com. You can follow me on social media at efitness with a underscore at the end on Instagram. You feel free to shoot me a direct message there, or just go right to Facebook and search for efitness. We're on there as well. Any which way you want to reach out to us, so long as people are telling us that they're interested in the retreat, we'll find a way to get them into it.
Enrico, thank you so much. And I know that this event is going to be a huge success. And as soon as we get off this podcast, I'm going to be signing up as well, because I need to get in shape too. And as I want to thank you very much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much, Bruce. You have a wonderful day.
You as well.